Brighton Business Show on Radio Reverb.
Welcome to the Brighton Business Show on 97.2 FM with Vivian Smith.
The Brighton Business Show on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
On today's show, I have three guests in the studio, and I'll also be playing back my interviews from the recent Business Women Excellence Awards. So this is the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith. And my first guest today is Sue Dadak from The Depot in Lewes. Sue, good morning.
Good morning, Vivian.
And tell me a bit about The Depot. So you're based in Lewes.
We're based in Lewes, right by the train station. It's a collaboration of an old building and brand new glass and stainless steel and granite.
So it's gorgeous. I know, I've been to visit once, but what I loved also is the incredibly comfortable seating.
Yes.
And I think you can take wine in there, is that right?
You certainly can. And beer and gin and tonic.
Oh, wonderful.
You can't take food in, unfortunately.
Okay. Although if you are a bit peckish, there is a rather nice cafe outside as well, isn't there?
Yeah. We've got a bar, cafe. We do food all the way through the day. We have brunches and breakfasts, and last orders aren't till 9 o'clock at night.
Okay. And what's special about The Depot, Sue?
Special is we are very much part of the community and for the community, and we try very hard to be incredibly ethically minded. If we see anybody walking in with a water bottle, we ask them to put it away, because we have free water on the bar. You can just help us,
so. Okay. And you play, I mean, in terms of your film choices, you also, you know, you do some quite arty films, don't you?
We do a lot of arty films. We do a lot of female protagonist, very strong roles.
Mm-hmm.
We are newly F-rated, so a writer or the director or the star will be female.
Okay.
We're not just for women. We show films for men and men's issues as well.
Okay.
But yeah, a very eclectic choice.
And in terms of your audience, I mean, because of course Brighton's all about diversity, isn't it? And I'm including Lewes in Brighton because, you know, it's pretty close. What about what provisions have you made for sort of diversity amongst your audience? Obviously, we talk about female and male issues. Mm. What about access and things like that?
Access is brilliant. Everybody's welcome. We have our accessibility day, which is Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
We do captioned, everything is wheelchair and accessible. It's all about letting everyone welcome. We have our dementia friendly screenings, which are once a month.
Okay.
Which are hilarious and great fun, and people are just coming along because it's just too much fun.
That sounds like a good plan. How long have you been involved with The Depot for?
I started in the April of 18,
mm-hmm.
17. I've been around for...
It's been so long, you've forgotten.
So
you're having so much fun, you've forgotten the time.
From the beginning. So I saw the last month before we were able to move in, when it was still a building site.
All right.
And it's been fascinating watching it grow and mature, finding out what people like, what people would also like to see, mm-hmm. not just what we do. The courses that we now have for all ages. We do home ed for 8 to 16-year-olds.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So tell me more about that.
I think they're on Mondays and Tuesdays. We'll have one for 8 to 12-year-olds, then another one for 12 to 16-year-olds. They do filmmaking, editing. We have a little editing suite.
Oh, wow, okay.
If people are studying media, we encourage them to come along. They can use the editing suite.
Fantastic.
We do a lot of courses. We've got adult screenwriting
mm-hmm.
courses. We get involved and collaborate with organisations like U3A, which is, for those that don't know, is the University of the Third Age. So they have this huge stock of knowledge with these people. So they do them courses, they do outings. Absolutely brilliant.
Amazing. So it's really a community centre as much as anything else. I mean, you know, it's pretty different from your average mainstream cinema, I'd say.
It's very different. We do the mainstream films. We've got, obviously, the massively anticipated Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm.
Every cinema in the world will be showing this.
Okay.
But to counteract that, we've got Anna and the Apocalypse. It's a zombie musical.
Okay.
Which is not our normal.
I don't know. I like it as zombie myself.
It's going to be very funny. Apparently it's hilarious. And then we'll do, we'll have a foreign film probably, or one or two. We do, we love to have topics that engage the people. One I can think of is we showed a film called Unrest, which is about Emmy. Started a lady, sufferer in America. She started a blog. It kind of went global. She started filming herself, the ups and downs, and basically the lack of understanding.
Right.
So we showed this film. We had a Q&A team with doctors and sufferers.
I was going to say that's quite important if you're going to do that, then to follow that up with a bit of extra support.
Climate. Oh, it can be anything.
Okay.
Fabulous. Discussions afterwards.
And I think you're, I mean, we talked about the comfy seats and the fact that you can take in your favourite tipple. But I think the sound system's quite special as well, isn't it?
We have got the Atmos sound in Screen 1. So, well, if you can sit in the centre, you get the best sound ever.
So is it like sort of surround sound? I mean, how does that...
The seats don't shake, but it's pretty good. It is pretty good.
Unless you're laughing.
Everything is state-of-the-art and fabulous 3D in Screen 2.
Yeah, okay. And so how many screens? So you've got two screens?
We've got the three.
The three.
We've got a 140 seat, 128, and we've got a little one, which is 37, which is right by another little bar, so we can have private screenings or private parties, and they've got their own bar. So we can hire out screens as well.
Fantastic. So people can actually use the cinema as a venue? Or
they can.
Yeah.
Depends on what time of the week or day.
Sure.
Because obviously the films take precedent, but if you can fit it in, we can.
That's amazing. And what do you like most about working there? I mean, it's just got such a great ethos, hasn't it?
I absolutely love working there. Mainly the people. We have an absolute... fabulous team spirit. We all went on a team building exercise a few weeks ago, which was hilarious.
Oh yes, you were telling me about that.
Yeah.
It didn't involve very, very high things and swinging.
Poles and swinging. Yes.
Okay.
Not that I managed to do it all, but I was.
But
very
you
proud
feel suitably bonded anyway.
And we bonded. We bonded over laughter and aching muscles the following day.
Okay. And the staff themselves. I mean, you've got a whole range of ages, and are they all residents? Local residents?
A lot of them are all local to the area. So Seaford, New Haven, that kind of Eastbourne as well.
Yeah.
I think I live furthest away.
Okay.
But a lot of them are local, which is great because then if there's an emergency or somebody's sick,
everybody's
willing just to pop in.
And your audience, I mean, I know people travel from quite a long way to come to the depot, don't they? Because it's so well known and it's got such a great reputation.
A lot of people coming from Brighton, and although they have obviously their own cinemas, they're liking our eclectic choice of films. Mm-hmm. And it's literally 10 minutes on the station, from the station.
Yeah.
Well, from Brighton, I should say. It's 1 minute from Lewis Station.
Okay.
But they're also coming from Shoreham, Worthing, Stenning.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And I think it's, you know, I know that it's been really well thought out, so it's an environmentally friendly building as well, isn't it?
It is. We are, as I said before, very ethically minded. We have a living roof, and we have a ground source heat pump. So the idea is that the building or the building's temperature takes care of itself. Not necessarily in the screens, but yes, everywhere else is. Yeah, lack of no plastic, as little as possible. Every container that comes in, whether it be the restaurant or for us, is thought about.
That's really good to know. I think people are willing to support a business like that. That's really making great strides in being eco-friendly and being sort of allowing diversification and diversity within audiences.
And our prices are also incredibly reasonable. I specifically like the under 25s ticket. We don't have a child ticket, but we do have an under 25.
Okay.
So any day, all day, it's only £4. And this is to try and
isn't it?
It's trying to attract the late teen, early 20 lot to come and see films that perhaps they wouldn't normally.
Yes, of course. All right, and our second guest is Leslie Cruikshank-Robb from ProMedica 24. Leslie, that's a very intriguing sounding name. I happen to know what you do, but what is ProMedica 24?
We're a living care agency, so we're a genuine alternative to a rest home. So instead of people leaving their own homes and going into care, we bring the care to them so that they can stay in their own homes.
So it's a more affordable option, is it, for many people? Because I know that care homes can be pretty costly, can't they?
Yes, care homes can be very, very expensive. But yeah, some care homes we actually cost about less, about half less. Okay. But it depends on the care home.
And how does it work? I mean, you actually have the carer living in the house with yeah. the person who needs... Okay.
Yeah, the carer lives in, mm-hmm. so they move into the house. And as I said to the lady the other day, it's like having a housekeeper who's also your best friend.
Nice.
Who will make sure that everything you need, you've got.
Okay.
And
whereabouts? Because your carers are quite special, aren't they? They come from Poland, is that right?
They come from Poland, yes, they do. They do.
And I know that you'd really take care of your carers as well. So explain how that works. I mean, they never do too long away from their home, do they? So you have like a sort of a shift system.
We do look after them really well. And what we try and do for each person, we get a little team together mm-hmm. of carers, and they will... rotate up to they can stay up to 12 weeks, but I think the average is about 8 weeks that they'll stay. And then, but we, unlike other providers, we pay for their transport. If they need to get home in a hurry for something, we will get them home. Mm-hmm. We really look after them. We're one of the few providers that pay more than half the cost of the care to the carer.
Okay.
So,
and I think people, you know, listening will want to know that, because whilst it's important to think about the person who's being cared for, you also want to think about the well-being of the people who are in the team as well, because obviously happy carers are going to give better care, I'm
absolutely
imagining.
Happy carers provide us with happy clients, yes. which is our end result that everyone's looking for.
Sure. So. And so you cover what area? I know that you cover Brighton, don't you? But what other areas do you cover, you particularly? Because there are
me
lots
personally,
of different...
Me personally, most of Sussex,
okay.
I would say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And actually we will go a bit further, or I personally will go a bit further if there's an area where there isn't somebody working.
Mm-hmm. I'll
go
wherever.
Happy to do that. But we are a nationwide company.
And you particularly have, I mean, you have quite an interesting background that really leads into what you're doing now, doesn't it? You were in the nursing profession, weren't you?
I did. I did my nurse training initially, mm-hmm. and then I got involved with residential social work.
Okay.
So care homes. I did a stint in paediatric A&E. So I've got quite a medical background.
Yeah.
Which this feeds in nicely.
Which is really helpful, because I think I'm assuming that the people who are booking care, really, they want to feel reassured that, you know, they're with somebody who really knows what they're talking about. And I know that there is some basic medical care provided by the carers, is that right? Or they liaise with the GP?
We do. They will liaise with the GP, but there's also mm-hmm. the care manager. So once a carer is in place, they have the care manager who can... is the carer's boss, if you like.
Okay.
And they put together the care plan, and they're also the first point of call for any medical issues the family might have.
Okay, and so you don't need a palatial house for this to happen. You just need an extra spare room.
As long as there's a room for the carer to sleep in.
Okay.
That's all.
And what sort of things will they do? I mean, you talked about companion, best friend, you know, carer, whatever. What, I mean, are they happy to, I don't know, walk the dog, do a bit of hoovering? What kind of things do they do, as well as providing company?
Well, we can ask for animal lovers if there's pets. We did have a lady with ponies and all sorts, but...
Okay.
I had a request for a rabbit the other day. apparently it was special needs, but there we go. That's a whole other story. But yeah, so they will walk the dog, they'll feed the cats, but essentially it's about all those things that person might need. So they'll make sure that there are clean clothes, that there's clean sheets on the bed, mm-hmm. that there's food.
Yeah. And that basic sort of human companionship. So I know you told me a lovely story about somebody who explained the benefit of now you were looking after her mum. What did she say? Now she didn't have to worry about...
She said she didn't have to worry about her knickers.
Okay. Because actually she can enjoy time with her mum rather than worrying about the laundry, which I think is
what
she was saying. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, she was talking about getting the good bits back.
Yes.
So instead of going to see your mum and worrying about her shopping and her knickers... Mm-hmm. She was taking her mum out for lunch, and they were just enjoying special time together.
Yeah, which is priceless,
pressure.
Isn't it? Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you provide sort of like a temporary respite? I mean, I know that sometimes when people become ill and they maybe have to go into hospital for a while, and then, you know, they maybe can't come home unassisted. So, I'm imagining that it doesn't have to be a long-term situation, this. It could be a short-term fix for something.
No, we do a fair bit of short-term. Our minimum term is 2 weeks.
Okay.
But if it's family that's looking after a loved one, that gives them a chance to have a decent holiday.
Yeah.
People coming out of hospital, say that you've had a hip replacement or something, you might need help for a few weeks just to get back on your feet. So, yes, that's...
And I suppose for the people that you care for, it stops them worrying that their families are worried, because I know a lot of people end up by going into care because, you know, their families are too worried about what if they have a fall or whatever. So this must be very reassuring for the, it generally is an older person, isn't it, who you're caring for?
Yeah.
Okay. And it also enables the older person to stay within their community. I mean, I think that you had a lovely hairdressing story as well that you told me when I interviewed you last.
There are so many lovely stories. So the carers will take their clients out. So they can revisit the hairdresser. Mm-hmm. And especially, a lot of people have gone to the same hairdresser for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And being able to access that again is just lovely for them, because it just re-engages with the community. We had another carer who arranged a tea party for all the neighbours. And that's now become a regular thing, where once a month, one of the neighbours has a tea party and the carer makes sure that her client gets to go.
Brilliant.
And meet the neighbours.
Fantastic.
And just lots of things, just like going out for lunch once a week or going off for a coffee. It's all possible.
So, and you've been involved with ProMedica 24 for how long?
A couple of years.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think is the best thing about your service? I mean, you know, I know that you're very competent, very capable, and you're very friendly and approachable. So that must help with the people that you're coordinating. But for you, the job, from a job satisfaction point of view, what would you say is the best thing about?
It's really just seeing people happy at home. Especially if they've been in a rest home or something and they've just been desperate to get home. That satisfaction of going to visit that person and you walk in and they've got a big smile on their face. A lot of our old ladies, elderly ladies, will rediscover their makeup and, you know, and they're just in their own clothes and feeling happy and content at home.
In their own space, yeah.
And feeling secure.
And I'm imagining that the carer could possibly drive them to the depot to see. You have some like nice old timers films, don't you?
We have a choice. And the dementia one. If they've got dementia, we have these dementia friendly ones. It's just a great place for them to come if they're in wheelchairs. Everybody would help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fabulous. Come to depot.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh wow. We'll have to chat about that.
We'll chat later.
Yeah.
Do your deal.
Because that is something that we really encourage them to get out and about into the community. And
I know
engage.
You're a dementia friend as well, aren't you, Leslie? So you
have I'm a dementia champion, actually.
Okay.
Anyone who wants to be a dementia friend can talk to me.
Yeah.
And that fits
so nicely in with what you do, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
So Sue, do you have any events coming up that you want to tell us about?
I think the main one would be if anybody wants a really good smashing evening on New Year's Eve. We've got a brilliant party coming up. We have a film and then fabulous food, buffet, and then disco.
Okay.
Huge fun all the way through to 1 o'clock in the morning.
And then
later for the ones who are working. Just new courses, new films. It's just exciting all the time.
So lots happening in the new year.
Lots
then at the
happening.
Depot.
We've got a Hitchcock season coming up. We've got a Sam Peckinpah season coming up.
Good
choices.
And Leslie, I know that with your sort of caring hat on, as we reach, I mean, at the moment we're recording at the end in December, but obviously this show will also go out at the beginning of January. And I think family and people getting together at this kind of time of year can be a little bit fraught, can't it? I mean, you know, you have probably some tips for people, don't you, as to how to get on a little bit better with all those people thrown together for the festive celebrations.
Well, I think the main thing I would say to absolutely everybody is limit your expectations.
Okay, that's always useful in any transaction, I guess.
Well, we look forward to Christmas, don't we? And we think it's all going to be wonderful, but everyone's got their own baggage with them, and you know, don't expect too much for other people. But also, it's a time to think about those people that perhaps are home alone. and making sure that they're okay too.
Yeah, because I think Christmas and New Year, it's all supposed to be wonderful and exciting, but there's also the other side of it, isn't there? There's depression, there's you know, people who are, as you say, lonely, and maybe people who aren't very well or missing loved ones. So, yeah, the expectations, that's the thing then.
It's expectations. Don't expect too much, and be grateful that your family is there, even if sometimes they drive you up the wall.
Yeah, no, I think that's
I would agree with that one too.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to go outside into the garden and just scream and go back in.
Go back in calmer and
And
what about you know, this time of year, obviously you've had a really busy year, haven't you, within the company. What would you say are your best moments looking back on this past year, on 2018?
Well, as a company overall, we've grown at a tremendous pace this year. So that's really good to see, that we are actually helping more and more people, and allowing more and more people to stay at home feeling safe and secure. Personally, I mean, for me, it's always seeing clients happy at home.
Yeah, sure.
I never fail to walk out with a big smile on my face, because it's so nice to keep people happy.
Of course.
And healthy.
And what are you particularly looking forward to in 2019?
Next year,
in terms of your work,
Just growing the business, getting out there, meeting more people, and helping them to live as they wish to live, really.
So, Leslie, how can people contact you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, our website is www.promedica24.co.uk, and there are links on there that you can follow. I think my phone number's on there as well.
Okay. And people can just have a no obligation chat with you.
Absolutely no obligation at all. They can have the initial assessment, they can have the care assessment. Until they've actually signed a contract, they can walk away, because it's really important that people know their options.
Sure.
And it may be that we have a chat, and this happens quite often, that they're not quite ready, and they might come back, you know, 2 or 3 months down the line. They might be waiting for an operation and they're not sure how they'll feel after that.
So you've kind of, they can sound you out and find out whether it's something to consider in
the
future.
Or they might just be considering whether or not it's okay to go on holiday and leave mum with some help or dad.
Yeah. And that's a fantastic resource as well.
And yeah, so we're there really. They can chat about anything.
That's great. And Sue, how about you? What's the best way to contact the depot?
For depot, phoning is good, 01273 525 3554. But if it's engaged, it just means we've got a busy screening going in. Or you can email in info@lewisdepot.org, and our website has everything you need to know as well.
That's brilliant. So for you, highlight of the year, so, I mean, because I think there's some awards. There was a fashion show, I seem to recall.
Oh, God.
Were you not starring on the catwalk?
So funny. I did. We collaborated.
Should I not embarrass you on air?
We collaborated with all the, it was a lady, actually. She was organising it. But we all the staff, we all got roped into this, but it was huge fun. We had teaching sessions of how to walk and how to act and how to look, and we were all dressed in charity shop clothes.
It does sound like a fun place to work, I must say.
Apparently it's something like there's only about 25% of clothes get recycled, and it was trying to send the message, just reuse, remake,
customize,
buy,
whatever,
sell,
yeah,
just,
okay,
you know, don't throw away.
So that and your message. Antics on top of a pole or whatever
pole,
it was.
Yes.
That's one of the highlights, I'm guessing.
Next year, 30-foot pole was definitely a highlight. Next year, just more of the same, and watching Depot just grow. I think the term is we've unleashed a beast, and hopefully giving back as well. We currently it's a very small thing that we can do at the bar. You can buy a coffee. Buy a second cup of coffee, I should say, and the money for that goes to our local food banks.
Great, love it. Really great initiative. Thank you very much, both of you. So thanks to Sue Dedak from The Depot and Leslie Cruikshank-Robb from ProMedica 24.
Thank
you very much. This is Vivian Smith on the Brighton Business Show, broadcasting on 97.2 FM. You can listen to or download the podcast on iTunes or via the Brighton Business Show podcast. If you'd like to sponsor a show or tell me about an event you're involved in, or maybe even come on as a guest, contact me via the Radio Reverb website or find the Brighton Business Show on Facebook or Twitter.
Radio Reverb.
97.2.
Radio Reverb.
My next guest is Beth Lewis from The Projects in Brighton. So, Beth, welcome to Radio Reverb.
Thank you very much for having me.
And tell me a little bit about The Projects. I think it's a relatively recent development, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just got started. So this week is our first proper week being open.
Congratulations. And how did the launch go?
Launch was fabulous. Yeah. We were working with a great gal called Georgina. She runs a great little events company, and she really helped us. So we had lots of local Brighton brands in.
Okay.
And it was amazing because everything's kind of been in our heads and everything's been planning, but to have people in the space and
sure.
to see it come to life was really, really special for us. So it was a really successful evening.
And tell me about the space itself. Whereabouts are you located?
So we're on Ship Street okay. in Brighton. So about 45 seconds walk from the seafront, which
okay.
is really great
nice.
For an office mm-hmm. space. And yeah, we're a mix of serviced offices and co-working space and some designated desk space. And actually loads of other things, meeting rooms and event space, cafe, bar, restaurant, things
okay.
like that. So, yeah.
And whose brainchild was The Projects?
So, my lovely boss, Christos, mm-hmm. was the kind of the story of the Projects was that he was looking for some office space in Brighton. And he was kind of quite a little bit uninspired by mm-hmm. a lot of the sort of... You can get quite boxy environments and it's all just like blue carpet.
Because I think when people think serviced offices, I also think about, yes, the old days, you know, when it was all very dull, sort
yeah.
of a bit bland, a bit
exactly.
yeah, unexciting.
And he was going around like looking for space and found this building and thought, you know what, why don't I invite 200 new friends to kind of join me as well? So that was where it kind of started. And then he's brought me in to kind of make it come to life. So,
okay.
yeah, I mean, definitely, I think offices can, it sounds very sort of dull, you go to work, but you know, we realise you spend most of your time at work.
So might as well make it somewhere appealing.
Make it a really beautiful space.
I mean, I've exactly. had a look at some of the photos. I haven't managed to pop in yet, although I'm hoping to tomorrow, but... so what is there? There's a cafe that you people can, you know, meet
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Eat or, you know, meet for coffee or whatever.
Yeah, so our ground floor co-working space, it's got a cafe from Lost in the Lanes, which is another independent Brighton. So
okay.
we're really
yeah.
happy to work
yeah,
with
sure.
another independent business. And so it's beautiful, beautifully made coffee, you know, sandwiches, breakfast and things like mm-hmm. that on the ground floor co-working. And then we have three floors of co-working space, so freelancers or small companies can turn up, share the space with other sort of like-minded companies. And then yes, serviced offices, bar and stuff like that.
Okay. And what do you find exciting about? I mean, obviously it's an exciting to be in on the beginning of a project, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you most like, or what are some of the things, perhaps I should say, that you like about working to promote the projects?
Yeah, I guess I'm always attracted to the idea of building a community.
Mm-hmm.
I think, especially for people who work by themselves, you can become quite isolated quite quickly.
Sure.
And
yeah.
it's really special for me to see it all come to life.
Yes.
And we have our sort of our first members kind of signing up this week.
Okay.
And yeah, it's we're doing a free co-working month, and that's been a really, really great initiative because again, we've seen the space really come to life.
I guess people need to try before they buy. So they're how does that work then? This is
yeah.
for the month of November.
Month of December.
Oh, December.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So we have we kind of thought December's too many things to think about, you know, dedicating yourself to an office space is quite a big commitment because,
sure.
like you say, you spend so much time there. So we wanted to offer somebody a free month, see if you really, really love it and mm-hmm. kind of feel a part of that community. And
okay.
if it does appeal to you, then absolutely come and join us for the rest of the year. But just have it for free in December. Come and see if you feel part of the community. And go from
there. Well, I think that's very forward thinking, really, because as you say, it's not a good time for people to want to commit to something.
It's too much in December.
But it does mean that they could launch their business, you know, with flying kind of colours at the beginning of 2019, which is great.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things. So you'll be in charge, will you, of the looking after the members. So how is it going to work? People are going to belong to the projects, are they, that as a member?
Yeah, so what we are curating, so I have a lovely colleague, Alex, who's our community manager, and she will be the person, sort of the one-stop person to make sure that all of our community are well looked after. And we have, even this week, we've done lots and lots of member events, but curating really great events for people that are really sort of relevant for the community that we're building.
So give me an idea about the kind of events that you'd be running or curating.
Yeah, so we really cared about not just saying, oh, you know, we're going to do a networking evening or we're going to do some drinks events. What we really cared about is thinking about what the people that are going to be joining us actually need to make their business flourish.
Okay.
So we are working with the University of Brighton to develop some really great masterclasses. We're interested also in having people who've done some really interesting projects to come in and talk about the process that they've gone through. So people who've written a book, for example, their sort of the process that they've been through. And that's just some of the things. I mean, we're doing lost and found coffee mornings, which will introduce each other's members, and hopefully they can find some sort of collaboration there as well.
Oh, good. Okay. So you want the people within the building to actually be interacting and perhaps working together.
Yes, exactly. I think that's the thing that sort of warms my heart the most, is seeing when two people are just sitting down having a coffee, sitting next to each other already this week, and then they start talking about their businesses and they're interested and they're inspired by each other and then hopefully can find some sort of collaboration there. And I think that is a really great business service for people, but in a very informal and relaxed way.
And of course, your name is The Project, so I'm guessing that if people are kind of thinking of new projects because of being in your space, that's kind of a double win, isn't it, really?
Absolutely. I mean, our purpose is going to be to help businesses flourish that are in the space. So if they can do by working together, that's exactly what we're after. So.
And for you, what's a typical day in the office at the moment? I mean, here you are guesting on Radio Reverb, and what else does your day hold?
So there isn't a typical day yet, which is I love. Today we've been doing some member trials this morning. I've been talking to a lovely person who is going to be hosting some events with us.
Okay.
We are also hosting an event this evening for women in business.
Right.
And then setting up conferences. Making sure the building's not burning down.
That's very important.
we're kind of all over the place, but I mean, in a very, very, very good way. At the moment, it is me and Alex, our community manager, running the whole thing.
Wow. So, no pressure then.
Well, we kind of like it.
I think a bit of pressure can be very, very healthy, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I'm really enjoying it.
And what were you doing before you joined The Projects? Because obviously this is a new project, The Projects, isn't it?
Yeah, so before I was working for The Projects, I worked for a completely different industry. I worked in yoga holidays, which actually there is quite a lot of links between building communities and really caring about the people that
Well, this is Brighton, so I mean, why wouldn't that be... I think that's great. Okay. And so what kind of qualities do you think are important for you? I mean, obviously you need to be friendly, which you are, and interested in people and stuff. To make something like The Projects work, what qualities do you think you need?
For me, I spend a lot of time really thinking about the why we're doing something rather than just doing something. And that always has our members at heart. So what I really love and really care about with the company that I'm, The Projects, is that we're completely independent, so we can react quite quickly to members' feedback. So that's definitely just kind of thinking a lot about why you're doing something.
All right. And it also means that you can change then, can't you? So if you, based on feedback, you might be able to kind of alter the way that you do something or offer another feature or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And I guess just being receptive for me is really, really important. I don't pretend that I know exactly how to run a co-working space. We're doing a really, really good job, but there's definitely always places that we can improve. So it's really, really important for us to be receptive and really care about what people are bringing to us and hopefully implementing it.
Well, I think that really comes across. So how do people get in touch with you? I mean, I'm guessing that because the show will go out this month in December, but also I think into the beginning of January. So what's the best way to get hold of you? I mean, if they contact you in December, then obviously they could possibly take advantage of the free co-working offer that you have going.
Exactly.
But how should they contact you? Is that you've got a website, obviously?
Yeah, so our website is www.the-projects.space.
Okay.
It's a new email address. You can pop in and see us. So we're 89 Ship Street. Send us an email, hello@the-projects.space. And yeah, but we just love people dropping in and so that we can really show off the space.
And are you open to kind of non-members? So could someone come in and have a coffee or whatever and have a look round?
I mean, is that possible? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're kind of calling ourselves a sort of a co-working space with the personal touch of a members club. So we would like to have the space available for our members, but that doesn't mean that we... day passes aren't available, and if you want to host events with us, you can pop in and see us to talk about that as well.
So you could come in and sort of have a day pass or whatever and spend time there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Brilliant. So for you, what's been the highlight? I'm guessing the launch must have been one of the highlights this year.
What's been the highlight? Yeah, the launch was great. To be honest, this is so cheesy, but every day is kind of a highlight. It's, every day there's progress and it moves really, really quickly. But yeah, I think the launch and seeing this this building and this idea fully come to life has been amazing.
And it's any type of business, I'm guessing.
Yeah. So, I mean, we are naturally appealing to people who like to share space, who collaborate. Mm-hmm. But any business can come in. We're not specifying who works there, but just people that identify with what we're going for.
Who perhaps don't have the luxury of having their own office space, but would like that kind of vibe. So they've got company, they've got people to interact with.
Exactly. And the benefit.
And you've got all the business facilities there, obviously.
And that is it. That is the benefit. A lot of small businesses, you know, to have an overhead of this huge, really beautiful building with sort of the concierge services that we're offering. You know, you've got a receptionist able to greet your guests. It's a really great atmosphere for bringing in clients or, you know, sort of showing off your office space. And small companies or freelancers, you know, if you're just getting started, you can't afford those expenses.
It's just not feasible, is it?
So we're really proud to kind of show off on behalf of our members who are joining us.
I love it. So, and what about 2019? I mean, what does that hold for you and the projects?
So we are just excited, obviously, to fill the space, fill up with lots and lots of members and grow our community. We have a really exciting partnership with the University of Brighton coming, where we are offering the graduate of their entrepreneur scheme a chance to win a year's worth of space there.
Wow.
And so we're looking forward to solidifying that partnership with the University of Brighton and working with them further. And then on, I mean, I'm working every, it's like day to day at the moment, but we've got lots of exciting events and partnerships coming.
Well, you have to come back and tell us all about how you're getting on.
Yeah, definitely.
So Beth Lewis from The Projects, thank you so much for coming in to talk to me today on the Brighton Business Show, and good luck with it all.
Thank you so much for having me. Thanks.
Radio Reverb. You're listening to the Brighton Business Show on 97.2 FM with Vivian Smith.
Available at www.radioreverb.com and also on podcast.
I was invited along by my recent guest, Nikki Chisholm of MNC, or Mumpreneurs, to the Business Women Excellence Awards, which was held at the Brighton Metropole Hotel on the 30th of November. And as you can imagine, a room full of very noisy, excited business women, that was quite something. So I did record some interviews whilst I was there. Apologies for any sound issues here. But obviously, I'm a rookie reporter, so you'll have to cut me some slack. It was great fun being a guest of the Mumpreneurs because they do like a photo opportunity. And to this end, they had brought a pink sofa. It wasn't just an ordinary pink sofa. It was a sofa covered in pink grass. So that was a great photo opportunity for people. And we also were able to talk to David Guile from Bishop's Move, who sponsored the pink sofa for the evening. And I talked to some of the shortlisted businesses, some of whom went on to win awards on the night itself.
David explained why they were sponsoring the pink sofa.
We like to support local business, and we know that's something Mumpreneurs want to do as well. So, that's really why we got involved, and it is unusual. We like to get the name across. We've been around for a long time.
Sure.
But we can't be complacent with that.
In my next interview...
I'm talking to Galia Orme. Galia, you have a really unusual business, don't you? Please tell us about it.
Thank you. I have a raw chocolate company called Choc Chick, and it's been going for 10 years now. And my journey actually started with the Mumpreneurs, with Nikki and Sarah. Because I love chocolate. My eldest daughter had IBS, so she had to reduce dairy. And I discovered raw chocolate making and ended up making lots of raw chocolate 11 years ago when nobody knew what it was.
Right.
And I thought, well, what if I made a kit with all the ingredients in my recipes and sold it online initially, and see, so anyone who loves chocolate can make their own chocolate as well.
Oh, I love that idea. So it's people can get involved. And
yeah, so it's make your own. And it's all dairy-free, gluten-free. There's no white sugar. It's using fruit syrup. So,
and are you a member? Are you a manager?
I was a member when I started my business.
Okay.
10 years ago.
Yes.
And now my business has grown quite significantly, so I don't have as much time. I've always been involved with Nikki and Sarah, and we've done joint events together. And I really support the Mumpreneurs because, when I started my business, they were so incredible. They really helped me out. I had incredible contacts, networking. We had collaborations with so many people that I met then that I still do now. So.
And that's what you need, don't you? You need someone who believes in you, who's going to introduce you to their circle. Yeah.
And Nikki and Sarah have always been my cheerleaders, so I'm really grateful to them.
And are you local to Brighton?
I am. I have an office on Holland Road in Hove.
Okay, And I see that you made the goodie bags or the treats for the tables.
Yes, so we've launched our new raw chocolate snacks.
Okay.
So they're vegan, and everyone at the table has got one of the two snacks, either our quinoa pops or our plantain bites.
So I'm guessing that Brighton's a really great place for this kind of product because Brighton's kind of quite healthy. People are innovative,
and people are open to different products. And the raw chocolate, I don't know if it's a movement, but the raw chocolate started in Brighton and Sussex.
Yeah,
so quite a lot of raw chocolate companies start around the same time. And a lot of vegan products. So it's really kind of organic to Brighton.
And that was Galia Orme talking to me at the Business Women Excellence Awards recently. Galia went on to win the International Business Award, so congratulations to her. And it was a really interesting business, and one, I have to say, her products tasted delicious. So thank you to Galia, and also to David Guile from Bishop's Move. So I'd like to say a big thank you to all my guests today. We had Leslie Cruikshank-Robb from ProMedica 24, Sue Dadak from The Depot in Lewes, and Beth Lewis from The Projects in Brighton. You've been listening to the Brighton Business Show with Vivian Smith. The show's aired on the third Sunday of the month at 2 p.m, the following Wednesday at 10 a.m, and the following Friday at 7 a.m. You can listen to the podcast on iTunes or via the Brighton Business Show podcast. Do get in touch with your ideas, news and events. Would you like to sponsor a show? Maybe you could come on as a guest, or I could report from your event.